This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. The May WASDE report brought strength to the soybean prices. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
The first WASDE report after the official start of planting season had some decently positive aspects, especially in the soybean markets. As for the corn markets, AgMarket.net hedging strategist Robin Schmall said the corn production estimates were in line with the current planting expectations.
Corn production is estimated for this upcoming year at 15.820 billion bushels. That last year it was 14.867, and that stands to reason because of the higher acreage. We're looking at 5% higher acreage being planted at 95.3 million. So that's a lot of corn that's going to go in the ground and be planted. So it'll be, stands to reason we're going to see, higher production.
On the flip side, Schmall said the lower soybean production estimates, which line up with the lower expected acres, are what caused the soybean prices to jump up at the close on Monday.
Soybean production at 4.340 million acres, or I'm sorry, a million bushels, billion bushels. Last year we were at 4.366, so slightly below that because of the reduction in acres, because we're looking at the acreage down to 83.5 million acres.
For more marketing information, visit agmarket.net. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every evening. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.